The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, September 25th, 2016, is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verses 1 through 4, and verses 8 through 11. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 4, and 8 through 11. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord, for the display of His splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. In my faithfulness I will reward my people and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them will acknowledge that they are a people the Lord has blessed. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for He has clothed me with garments of salvation, and arrayed me in a robe of His righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the soil makes the sprout come up, and a garden causes seeds to grow, so the Sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 4 and 8 through 11, New International Version, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Sunday, September 25th, 2016. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Isaiah 61, 1. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners. Jesus quoted these verses in his hometown of Nazareth when he spoke in the synagogue. He may have quoted these verses at other times as well to explain his mission on earth. He applied them to himself after he read them from the Isaiah scroll. Interestingly, the Isaiah scroll is arguably the most important of the Dead Sea Scrolls that have been found. Jesus received the Spirit of the Lord for ministry after John baptized him. The Lord anointed Jesus, and the Lord has sworn and will not change his mind, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Psalm 110, verse 4, and Hebrews 5, verse 6. Jesus' ministry included preaching the truth for various purposes that would be good news to those enslaved by the religious traditions of the scribes and Pharisees. He freed those oppressed by the devil when he cast out demons. He bound up the brokenhearted when he healed the sick and raised the dead. He freed those enslaved to sin when they repented and came to faith in him. In the book of Acts, when Peter and John were arrested, he sent angels from heaven to free them from prison. Isaiah 61:2. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. Jesus claimed that he was sent by God, and his presence was the sign of the Lord's favor upon his people. Jesus kept the focus upon himself and what the Lord would do through him because he was the Son of God and Savior of the world. Jesus warned of the Lord's punishment upon those who would not repent when he preached various woes. For examples, see Luke 6:24-26, Luke 10:13, and Luke 11:42-52. Some mourned because of their sins. Others mourned because they suffered unjustly. Others mourned because of disease and death. Jesus comforted and still comforts those who mourn for any reason. Jesus preached, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Matthew 5:4. Isaiah 61:3. And provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord, for the display of his splendor. Job mourned his loss, or what seemed to him was his loss, of the favor of the Lord, and he covered himself with ashes. Various enemies, including the devil and those who have given their allegiance to the devil, afflict God's people. Jesus came to help God's people, and he still helps God's people as he reigns from heaven and intercedes for them as their high priest. Jesus gives God's people the strength to live righteous before the Lord and display the power and glory of the Lord by their choices and actions. To those with eyes to see, God displays his presence and power through his children on earth. Isaiah 61:4. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Since Israel became a nation in 1948, many ancient ruins have been excavated from the time of Jesus and earlier that verify the truth of the scriptures. Many cities have been rebuilt, and new cities have been created. Today, many cities in the Middle East are being destroyed, and many thousands are being murdered by evil people. Unless God intervenes, and many repent of their sins and turn to faith in Jesus the Messiah, this death and destruction will continue until Jesus Christ returns as he promised. Isaiah 61:8. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. In my faithfulness I will reward my people and make an everlasting covenant with them. In the Bible, God has revealed his true character and what he expects of his people. The Lord is the creator of all, and God revealed his nature and the moral law because he loves justice. Because he loves those he created, he hates how many people suffer from those who do evil, from robbers and other wrongdoers, and God will punish persistent evildoers as a matter of justice. Because God is faithful, God will punish those who afflict His people, and reward those who remain faithful to Him in spite of affliction. Though many Christians suffer now, the Bible assures us that God will bless His people forever. Isaiah 61:9. Their descendants will be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them will acknowledge that they are a people the Lord has blessed. About 2,500 years after Isaiah preached, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are still known among the nations, and many thousands of them are in leadership positions in these nations. In worldly ways, people can see how the Lord has blessed them as a people, whether or not they acknowledge the Lord as their God or not. This fact alone provides a good reason to trust the Bible as the true Word of God. Isaiah 61:10. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for He has clothed me with garments of salvation, and arrayed me in a robe of His righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Isaiah spoke for himself with these words, but they also perfectly describe the reality for the followers of Jesus the Messiah. Those who trust in Jesus may be rich or poor, afflicted or at peace, but whatever their circumstances, they delight in the Lord and rejoice in their relationship with God made possible for them by the grace of Jesus Christ through faith in Him. Notice carefully that those who trust in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior are clothed in His righteousness. The followers of Jesus Christ should live before the world as priests of the Lord God, and they should pray for others and point others to the saving truth of Jesus Christ as found in the Bible. In the future, the followers of Jesus Christ will be blessed in ways that will never disappoint them or leave them open for the abuse of unbelievers and others who delight in evil. Isaiah 61:11. For as the soil makes the sprout come up, and a garden causes seeds to grow, so the sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. In a limited way, the process of sanctification, the process of moral and spiritual rebirth and renewal of Christians by the truth of the Bible and the work of the Holy Spirit in the lives of Christians, is visible before all the nations, and this sometimes leads to the persecution and death of Christians. Still, Christian churches and Christians, though perhaps hidden from view and worshiping the Lord underground for safety reasons, are still sprouting up and growing as healthy plants. When Jesus Christ returns, the sovereign Lord, who is Lord over all despite appearances today, will make righteousness and praise for Him spring up and be visible before all nations, as the Lord has promised in Isaiah. Christians look forward to the time the Lord will visibly return and establish the justice He loves in every nation and all around the world. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Name one way that Jesus helps the oppressed today. 2. Name one way that Jesus helps those who mourn today. 3. What does the Lord love and hate? What is He going to do because of what He loves and hates? Four, what are some of the ways the prophecy of Isaiah in these verses have been fulfilled? 5. As a Christian, how has the Lord clothed you? International Bible Lesson. Because God loves justice and hates wrongdoing. Sunday, September 25th, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Isaiah 61:8. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. In my faithfulness, I will reward my people and make an everlasting covenant with them. Even at the highest levels of business, government, and religion, some make decisions without considering God or sound ethics. Sometimes they only ask, "What are my chances of getting caught? If I get caught, who can I blame?" No matter what they think or how long they have escaped just punishment, God still hates robbery and wrongdoing. Perhaps one reason some have escaped detection and punishment for many years is because God is patient with them, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Yet, some will always refuse to repent, and they will perish. Paul explained, "They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved." 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. The Lord loves justice. Therefore, wrongdoers are either punished or escape God's just punishment by accepting the fact that Jesus died on the cross in their place as a sacrifice for their wrongdoing. Because God is just and merciful, God took upon Himself the suffering that repentant sinners deserve. When Jesus died, He absorbed the punishment that those who trust in Him deserve for their wrongdoing. Because they love the truth, repentant sinners accept Jesus Christ as Savior and are saved. These few words of good news describe the new and everlasting covenant that God promised to make when He foretold through Isaiah what the Messiah would do when He came. At His Last Supper, Jesus announced and explained, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." Luke chapter 22, verse 20. God demonstrated His faithfulness through Jesus, and God will reward eternal life to His people. Begin or close your class by reading the short, weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.